MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. 2 years ago, while taking part in the Leadership Roswell program, is when Alicia Casares Gilmore says she first became interested in the idea of serving on the Roswell City Council. Now, for the second time in as many years, Gilmore, who's 32, hopes voters in Ward 4 elect her to the council. The seat she is vying for, now held by outgoing Councilor Savino Sanchez, represents a ward that extends as far west as El Capitan Elementary School, east to Sunset Avenue, and down to Brasher Road. Gilmore faces fellow contenders Daryl Johnson and Joe Green in the November 7 election. Roswell police releasing body camera footage of a deadly shooting involving a 10-year-old girl shot while her father, 32-year-old Philip Yaramillo, was at a home in Roswell Sunday, August the 20th. According to RPD, the girl's 8-year-old brother and 12-year-old friend playing with guns inside their parents' bedroom when a bullet accidentally struck the young girl. She was transported to the hospital and died the next day. Police still trying to determine who fired the shot among her brother and friend. In the video, Yaramillo told police he was cleaning at the time of the shooting. However, RPD discovered he was in the backyard with friends. Mac Chase, an icon of New Mexico's oil and gas industry and renowned philanthropist in his hometown Artesia, died last week at the age of 92. His death sparked mourning from throughout the region and the state and within the industry for which Chase was a figurehead most of his life. He was born April 29, 1931, the fourth of eight siblings and raised in Artesia, an oil town known as one of the main cities in southeast New Mexico's Permian Basin region. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.